This is My Audio Bits, the world of audiobook library.
This is My Audio Bits, Monkeys in My Garden, Reflections from a Life in Isolation by Sharika Esther Sharma, narrated by Sharika Esther Sharma. I'm Sharika Esther Sharma, author of Monkeys in My Garden, Reflections from a Life in Isolation. I wrote this book in the form of a daily journal over the COVID lockdowns of 2020. In it, I navigate complicated family dynamics while trying to create a positive bubble of existence for myself and my two pubescent sons, hunkered down in a Delhi farmhouse overrun by monkeys. I reflect on how populist leaders around the globe handled the crisis in their respective nations. I point out similarities between people's reactions to the COVID crisis and crises of the past, demonstrating how history repeats itself, and thereby shine a light on human nature. I speak of the loneliness and uneasy emotions that social isolation can stir, giving readers a sense of comradeship by reminding them that even if they are living alone, they are not alone. We are all in this together. This philosophical, humorous, and irreverent book, Monkeys in My Garden, is a deeply personal account of my life in lockdown. Day 1, 21st March 2020. The day the mayor of New York declared a state of emergency, I knew India was headed for trouble. I fretted for my husband and children and the city we lived in, bustling with 22 million people. I was sure the disease that had brought New York to its knees would spread like a blaze in a wicker house when it reached Mumbai. My first book had taken me several years to write, thanks to my other and bigger job as a mother of two headstrong boys. I was looking forward eagerly to embarking on my next literary adventure. But the adventure in store for me, for all of humanity, was to be of an altogether different nature. A deadly disease that allegedly started in a wildlife market in Wuhan in the Republic of China had spread to South Korea, Italy, France, Spain, Iran, UK, and America. In a matter of time, it would make landfall in India, giving precious little time to prepare. I decided to leave the city with my sons. Their spring break had begun, and I gathered, if a lockdown was to be announced, as it had been in other countries, it would be better for the boys to be at their grandparents' farmhouse outside Delhi than in a two-bedroom flat in Mumbai. Choosing to stay behind with his parents, my husband booked our tickets. 2 days later, we were bidding him farewell. Looking into his chocolate-colored eyes, I hoped to be reunited with him soon, though I had an uncanny feeling it would be a while, a long while. I hoped I had made the right decision. By the time I settled my sons into their room at the house, Donald Trump had declared the virus outbreak a national emergency, and the World Health Organization warned that Europe had become its epicenter. There are three houses at the farm, one housing my parents, another my brother and his family, and when I visit, my family, and the third is where my aunt, whom I affectionately call Pua, lives. Each house is surrounded by a lawn, and there is a swimming pool beside the one that my brother and I stay in, called A Block. There are 5 staff quarters at the back of the property, and beside a border wall is my mother's art studio. I was determined to exercise a lockdown at the farm even before the Prime Minister appeared on television and advised social distancing, a phrase none of us had heard before. Most vehemently opposed to the idea of staying home was my father, a 73-year-old cancer survivor. He was in the habit of going for an ice cream every day to his friend's hotel and then visiting the Congress office where he got to meet workers from his former constituency. As a retired politician no longer in the fray, he missed the action. My father set out on his daily excursion as my mother went to her studio and closed herself in with her art. Day 2, 22nd March.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?